paragraph Yud-Dalet.
V'ze ki siso es roish b'nei Yisrael shenitztavu liten hashkolim be'es haminyan k'dei shelo yebo'em negef b'fkoy doysom. Rav Nosenthal goes back to touch on a pasuk he quoted earlier, where the Torah gives the instructions to Moshe Rabbeinu that when he's going to be counting the Jews, he should have them each give the machtzis hashekel, and that's what he'll use to count them, so that there shouldn't be a plague as a result of counting them. V'kosher, Rav Nosenthal asks the question here that's asked in many Sforim, and fortunately this question is presented in Likutei Halachos about 10 different times, and Rav Nosenthal gives 10 fabulous explanations of this topic. V'kosher, the question is, Lama lo ilam noisam? Why should Moshe Rabbeinu count the Jews? V'yesh sakona shelo yishlot b'manegev, and we're told that there's a sakona, there's a danger when you count Jews, that it shouldn't result in a plague. And then we try to do alternative things. We do it using machzis hashekel or all kinds of other things. V'layim noisam klal. Why enter into that danger zone bichlal at all? If counting Jews is dangerous, why don't we just put it out of bounds completely? Ach, Rav Nosenthal explains here, haminyan hoyo hechrich b'shvil b'china hanal. The counting of the Jews was critical based on what we were learning just before. Ki haminyan hu b'chinas tzimtzum. Because counting something means putting a control on it, putting a limits on it, a constriction. Shemitzamtzimim al yedeze es oir lehevies halev shel kol echad miYisrael shebo yislayav yoyser midai. By doing this counting, we're putting a tzimtzum, a constriction, on the hislahavus of each and every single Jew, the hislahavus inside of their heart, that it should not go out of bounds. Ki lefi oir leheviyas liboy ad ein soif, shom ein shayach minyan umispar klal. Because based on the hislahavus of each and every single Jew's heart, which naturally reaches out to Hashem, it's jumping, it's bouncing off the roof, it's wanting to reach out for that infinite light, in that oir ein soif, there's no concept of numbers. Over there, there's no such thing as a count. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, lifnei echod ma'ata sofer. In front of the number one, what do you count then? What count do you have then? When you go past one, what do you have then? And in this case, one represents the beginning. For example, the sphere of Chachma, which represents the beginning of the count of the spheroids, the midos of Hashem. Before one, we're going past the head, the top of the head. We're breaking out of the roof into the crown, into the keser, which is called Ein Sof, infinite light. In Ein Sof, there's no such thing as counting. Ve'ikar haminyan v'amispor maschil acharat tzimtzum kiyadua. And the whole concept of counting, it begins only when you have a tzimtzum, when you have boundaries, when you've established some kind of tzimtzum, some kind of a constriction. Just like by creation, as we said before, that originally there was Oyer Ein Soif, the infinite light of Hashem. There was no concept of counting. You can't say Hashem is a billion or a trillion, or all of those numbers are meaningless when we're talking about the Oyer Ein Soif. The moment Kaviochel Hashem went ahead and made a tzimtzum, and he made a bria, that was when we got to a beginning. We got to a Chachma, which is the first Midah of Hashem, and then a Bina, which is Midah number two, and so on and so forth. V'alkein nitztavu lemnoisam daika. And this is why Hashem instructed, yes, to count the Jews. K'dei she'yeh nimne kol echad v'yechad b'protis. So that each one should be counted in detail. She'zeo b'chinas tzimtzum hoer. This is a concept of constricting the light. Sheshom shayach minyan umispor, where there is tzimtzum, there are numbers. Vegam shelo yisar vavu yachad v'lo yichno yisechot bigvul chaveroi, and also that so that the Jews should not get mixed up with each other in an improper way, and no one should enter into the other one's boundaries. Kikemoi shetzrichen hatzimtzum, shelo yislahiv yoser midai, because just as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in the Torah Nekuteman that we're dealing with, Torah Memtes, the concept that within every individual Jew, there's an obligation for there to be a tzimtzum of the hislavus inside of his heart, kein tzrichen gam kein letzamtzim hislavus halev, shelo yoytze me'agvul shelo ilagvul chaveroi. So too, there's an obligation to be metzamtzim, the hislavus inside of individual's heart, that it shouldn't go out of bounds into somebody else, into somebody else's boundaries. Ki af al pi shekol Yisrael nechshavu kishechod, because even though on one hand we look at all of Am Yisrael as one united gush, one united nation, ki b'sharoshem hem klulim b'echod, because in our point of origin, at our source, we are all one. Kemo Yishom Razal, as the Gemara says, sheYaakov hoyoloi shivim nefesh v'kulam nikroim nefesh echod, that when the Torah speaks about the family of Yaakov Avinu, it says they were 70 nefesh, singular. When it speaks about the family of Esav, it says sheish nefoshois, plural, showing that this is the distinction between Jews and lahavdil the goyim. The Jews are part of oneness, and the goyim lahavdil are plural. Af al pikein kol echad v'echad miYisrael yesh lo tzimtzum ugvul b'fnei atzmoi. Despite all of this oneness and all of this unity in achdus, each and every single yid must have his own boundary. Ki das kol echad mishuna mechaveroi, because no two yidden think exactly alike. Kamo yishom razal inyin birchas chocham arozim, as the Gemara explains in Brachas, when it speaks about the bracha that you make when you see a multitude of Jews gathered in one place. The Gemara there explains that the fact that we are all different and we're all gathered in one place, that's why the bracha is the way it is. And all of it is related to this concept of each person being metzamtzim, the hislavus of his own heart. Bebechinas cholol haponui, meaning this concept of having a vacated space. Umamshich l'shom machshavos toivos, into which the person draws. You know, a person takes the infinite light of Hashem that's inside of his heart, and he starts putting up fences. He starts creating, vacating a space into which he can create, into which he can start thinking and putting in machshavos toivos, shehem midos toivos. Machshavos toivos are synonymous with midos toivos. Vaydezer nizgale malchusayis baruch, and this is how the authority of Hashem is revealed, is shown inside the person. Because each and every single person has certain measurements and certain boundaries inside of his heart according to his madrega. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says on the pasuk in Mishlei, noida basheorim bala, her husband is known within the gates. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Kol chad kifuman de meshar belibay. This pasuk is being merames that each and every single individual person, to the degree and in the manner that they are able to assess Hashem and understand Hashem within their own hearts, that's that person's connection to Hashem. V'chein kol echod oyved Hashem kefi midoisav hatoivim. And so too, each and every single person serves Hashem, each and every person davens and learns and this other thing, based on his midois toivos, based on his machshavos toivos and everything. Ze nizhar b'yoser b'mitzvah zois, shibachinas tikkun midas chesed. One individual Jew is more particular and puts more emphasis on this midah, which is inyan of chesed, tzedakah and kindness and helping neighbors, that kind of thing. V'zeh b'mitzvah zois, and a second Jew puts more emphasis on a second mitzvah, shibachinas tikkun midah acheres, which represents the tikkun of a different midah, tiferes or gvura or whatever it is. Kemo yishom razal, as we find the expression throughout the Gemara many times, ovich b'may zohir tfei, that one rabbi in the Gemara would ask his colleague, your father, what was he most involved in? Which mitzvah was he most, did he emphasize the most? Which mitzvah was he most particular about? implying that not all mitzvahs, that people don't necessarily treat all mitzvahs the same, and very often it's based on the person's personality or the person's neshama, that this one is noited to this, this one's noited in a different direction. V'af al pi shebevadai, tzorich kol echad miYisrael lekabel mechaveroi, minekudosei hatoivo sheyeshloi beprotius mashein bechaveroi, and even though on one hand, it's a very important yesod in Yiddishkeit that each and every single Yid has to want to receive from his fellow Jew the nekuda toiva that that person has that's unique to them, which doesn't exist in other Jews. And I'm looking to learn from that and to receive from that. As is discussed elaborately in chapter 34 in the first half of Likut Imran, still, this doesn't mean that we're all one period in all cases, and we're one glob, and I can stand on your feet and you can step on my feet, and I can yell into your ear and you can yell it. That's not what it means. It is forbidden for an individual Jew to be mitlahev out of in an exceptional way and enter into somebody else's tchum that way, where he's bothering somebody else, he's intruding on someone else's space. I can't tell you what a miracle, what a usual display of hashgach of Hashem this is. When we finish this paragraph, I'm going to tell you a conversation that I had last night with one of my best friends from Manchester, England. And it was exactly on this paragraph in Likutei Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal asked an interesting question that this person asked. Ki lefomim gam b'nei Yisrael ha-ksherim yecholin lahapil echod es chaveroi ayidei shinui deyoseim kemavur b'mokam achar. Because at times, even among religious Jews, one person can destroy another person or can cause another person to fall because of their differences in opinion, because they differ in religion. Alkein tzrichin hatzimtzum bekamo bechinois. Therefore, each and every single Jew has to know, has to learn this limud of tzimtzum in many different ways. There are many variations of this. Shelo yislahev yoyser midai, not to go to any extreme, not to be mitlahev more than is necessary, kanal, v'gam shelo yeheroi sagvul shebeinoi lebein chaveroi, and not to break that boundary, not to what's the word, when I go into somebody else's boundary, interfere, another word, invade somebody else's boundary, exactly, going into his domain. And this is why Hashem instructed us to count the Yidden, so that each and every single Yid should understand this aspect of individuality of Yiddishkeit. Ki kol echad yesh loy gvul v'shiur b'daitoy lahakeres Hashem Yisborach u'lo'ovdoy badroko b'mida kefi madregosei v'kanal. Because each and every single Yid has boundaries and measurements in his mind, in his heart, that relate to his connecting with Hashem, his understanding Hashem and serving Hashem within certain boundaries based on where that particular Jew is holding. And this is why Hashem insisted to count the Jews, counting them by name, with their names. Ki kol echad miYisrael yesh lo shem b'fnei atzmoi kefi achizosoi b'shmo de kodshei baruch hu kefi madregosoi. Because each and every single Jew has his own name based on his kesher with the name of Hashem, according to where that particular person is at. Ki Hashem b'chinas kli v'tzimtzum. Because the name of a person is the keli of that person. That's a tzimtzum of that person. Sheshom nigbal hachius shehi anefesh, within which is contained the chius of that person, which is the soul of that person. There are many psukim that show this. Kama shekoso b'Torah v'yema bikurim. There's a pasuk nefesh chayo hu shemoi in the beginning of Bereishis, that the nefesh of an animal is its name. This is why it was important, it was necessary, it was required to count the Yidden. Avol, al yedei haminyan shebchinas tzimtzum kanal yochol lishloit negev hanegev chas shalom. But we know the Torah tells us that when you count yidden, when you turn on tzimtzum, you can make trouble. It can cause damage. It can cause harm. It could actually cause a plague in Klal Yisrael. Kim b'hatzimtzum shom achizas hadinim kiyadua. Because whenever you have tzimtzum, constriction, limiting the light, that's where midas hadin is shorah. That represents midas hadin. Shemishom mishtal shel sitra demoisa. That's where the Yetzirah draws his energy from. That's where the Malach HaMoves is plugged into. Tzimtzum. Kishein nizhorim lahamtikoi koroi. If we're not careful to be mamtik the tzimtzum in a proper manner, to control, to sweeten it. Alkein etztavulim noisam aydei ashkolim shnoisam lidil hasamishkon. This is why Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu to count the Yidden using the machtzis hashekels, which were being donated to the Mishkan. Shaydei ze ikar tikun bechinas beisotato. By doing that, that's what brings about the tikkun for the lower bias of Hashem, which is the lower Beis Hamikdash. Shaydeze yesh aliyah gam lebeis Eilo. That's how we also have an aliyah. That leads to an aliyah to the Beis Eilo. Ki b'hamishkon shehu ha'oyel moyed v'chein b'beis Hamikdash shom miskansen hakol. Because we know that into the Mishkan, which was the Oel Moed, or into the Beis Hamikdash, that's where all of Klal Yisrael gathered. Kol Yisrael ke'ish echod. All of Klal Yisrael united. V'yafal pikein, kol echod oymed al gvuloi. And still, each person, no one stood on top of someone else. Each person had his own space. Bebechinas, oymdim tzfufim u'mishtachavim revochim. As the Gemara says, they stood close to each other, but when they bowed, each one had a nice broad space to bow in. Shoimdim tzfufim u'tchukim zeboze ke'ish echod. On one hand, the Yidden were jammed in there. They were packed in there as one unit, as one people. V'afal pikein mishtachavim revochim. Despite that, they maintained their individuality. They had that room to bow. Shelo yishma echod bevidui chaveroi. K'mo yishma mazal. As the Gemara says, on Yom Kippur, when all the Yidden gathered in there, and they bowed to Hashem and they said the vidui, the confession, no Jew is allowed to hear the other person's confession. Ki kol echot tzoruch loshev l'Hashem kefi madrego osoi, k'mo yishikozo b'sefer o aleph beis. Each and every single Yid has to do tshuva based on where he is at. No two Yidden's tshuvas are identical. As it says in Sefer HaMidos, which is called the Sefer Aleph Beis, kol echot yinhoi k'mo yisheshoma mi rabbi. That each and every person has to conduct himself as he heard from his rabbi, as he was taught by his rabbi. U'k'mo yishikozo, and as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Imein anili mili. If I will not do for myself, who's going to do for me? Meaning, I have a certain mission that I have to do for myself that no one else can do for me. Ki kol echad yesh lo yigvul bifnei atzmai kanal, because each and every person has a boundary for himself. Vezeh hatikun nase bebeis hamikdosh ubemishkon. This tikkun is accomplished in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan. V'alkein itztavu l'mnoisam aydei ashkolim shnoisnim b'shvil ha-mishkan. And this is why the exact way, the best way to count the Yidden was using shkolim, which were used to build and to maintain the Mishkan. Shaydei zeh nestakein ha-koil kanal. This is what makes it all better. This is what corrects everything. Ki al shem zeh nikru shkolim, because once again, this is why these coins were called shkolim, shenimshach ho'er b'mido u'b'mishka l'kol echad ufim adregosei, because they represent this concept of each and every single Jew receiving the light in a measured and controlled manner. Last night, about 14 hours ago, I received a phone call from a very close friend from Manchester, England, who davens in the Breslov Shul there, and he brought up a question that he had brought up several times in the past. He mentioned that in that particular shul, most of the people, not many of the people, daven in a manner where nobody impinges on anybody else, nobody disturbs anybody else. It's not that they daven in silence, in complete silence, as is done in some cemetery shuls. It's not what we're talking about. They daven, they make noise, but within a certain limit. And he mentioned recently, there were people who were raising their voices and going strong in a manner that this person felt was disturbing his kavana, etc. And he raised the issue several times, and it doesn't seem to be resolved. And in fact, somebody discussed it recently, and they pointed out, based on a story about Rav Nosson Zal, that Rav Nosson Zal in one place comments that if a person is being disturbed by the tefillah of somebody else, then that's a sign that they're not really sincere in their tefillah. And I heard that, and I mentioned, number one, I'd like to see exactly where that statement is quoted from Rav Nosson Zal, to see exactly what the context is, etc. Because very often something taken out of context could be misinterpreted. But I know what we see in front of us right now, the Rav Nosson Zal's extraordinary explanation of this issue, of understanding how specifically in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash, which we learned in the previous shir, that today's Mishkan and Mikdash is the Botei Knesiyos and Botei Midrashos, our shuls and Botei Medrash. There is a concept of unity and oneness. We are all one, and we're very chummy and very close to each other. At the same time, each person must be able to feel that he has a certain space, that somebody else is not stepping on him, that, or they're not crushing him, or they're not pushing him, they're not pushing his tefillah away or doing something like that. And I definitely recall seeing with my own eyes instances by my rabbis where there were people in a shul who conducted themselves in a way where they were disturbing somebody else, whether it was standing Shmon Esrei, positioning themselves in a place which made it impossible to walk by Kohanim who had to go Duchen, had to walk by a person who decided to daven Shmon Esrei for an hour and a half, or whatever it is, and instead of positioning himself where he wasn't in anybody's way, he made sure to position himself right in front of everybody, so for all kinds of reasons. But one of the byproducts was that when the Kohanim went up to Duchim, they went into his Dalet Amos, and he was being machshel them and walking it. And I remember seeing Reb Michal Zichron Avracha extremely upset about this. So that this is obviously a limud, that when a Jew is in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, which means when a Jew is in Shul, in a Beis HaMedrash, it's extremely important for that show of unity and everything, but at the same time, not to the extent that people feel that they're being pushed out, or that they don't have their space, they don't have their ability to connect with Hashem as an individual also. And this is a limud. This requires learning the books, and it requires shimush chachamim, watching tzadikim amitim, watching true talmidei chachamim, how they conduct themselves, even though we know that even among them there are differences, not all are the same, but a person has to be very, very careful to make sure that his intentions are a billion percent pure beyond any shadow of a doubt in a case where he is causing disturbance to someone else, and even then to think it over very, very carefully to make sure that I believe my tefillah is good enough that I'm going to cover for me and for him. Because if that person is going to end up chas v'shalom not davening, or not davening as well at all, because of the fact that I decided to do something a little stronger, a little heavier, and it pushed him away or it pushed him down, that's a serious cheshbon that has to be made, a serious cheshbon anefesh. Paragraph Tesvov. V'alkei now, Rav Nosson Zal continues to say, therefore, kol hakilkulim hoyu aidei ho'erev rav, shenikroim erev rav al shem Hata'aruvois shema'arvavim daiton b'taruvois she'enoi toiv. Rav Nosson Zal explains why the Erev Rav was called Erev Rav, because they mixed things up in a manner that wasn't healthy, that wasn't proper. She'roitzim lachkor b'mufla mehem b'masho osor lachkor. They wanted to try to analyze things that a Jew is not supposed to analyze. Bechinas b'mufla mimcha al tidroish, as the Pasuk says, in that which is wondrous to you, that which is in the category of pele, keser, those things which are out of bounds, don't darshan, don't discuss it, don't analyze it. Vafil b'ma shehur shel izboinin, yesh kama dvorim she'osor la'asik b'em barabim. And even in those items which Hashem does give a Jew permission to study and to analyze certain deep questions related to Hashem, but the Torah puts a boundary that it's not permitted to be discussed in public. As the Gemara says in Chagiga, "V'loy b'maisa bereishis b'shnayim," that when you're discussing the secrets of maisa bereishis, you can't discuss that with another person. That's something that has to be learned, studied individually, privately. "V'loy b'merkova b'yochid." I'm sorry, maisa bereishis, you're not allowed to share with two other people. Maisa merkova, you're not even supposed to be learning together with one other person. That has to be learned alone, privately, you know, very, very extremely carefully. Elo im kein hoya chacham umeven midaitoi. Unless the individual is a chacham umeven midaitoi, then you're permitted to learn it together with him. Two people are permitted to learn it together. V'horishoim ha-koif v'ha-koifrim ha-roitzim la-sigo yisporach ha-yidei ha-kirois umoiv se-asecho. Whereas those wicked people, those people who don't really believe in Hashem fully, and they want to try to understand Hashem, understand theology, understand the secrets of creation, just via the analytical process and scientific thought, those kind of things, heim behepech mizeh, they're the opposite of this. Shenichnosim b'chakirois she'osor lachkor, they're entering into analysis and deep thinking, which is forbidden. As the Gemara says, kol mistakel bedalid dvorim, a person who analyzes four things, he's chas v'shalom way out of bounds. V'gam roitzim lasuk bozeh borabim b'botechnei siyos horoim shelhem, and bad enough that these guys want to study this and everything, but they want to have lectures, seminars on this. They want to discuss this in public, in their temples, in their shekol zeh hi b'chinas erev rav. This group constitutes the Erev Rav. Shema Arvavim Umevalvalin HaKoil. They mix everything up. They make one big chalant of everything in a way that you're not supposed to. Sha'al Yodom Hoya Iker Chetu Egel. They were the ones who were really the cause of and behind the Egel Azov. Shehi Avodah Zorah Ukfirus, which is idol worship and atheism, denial of Hashem. Kama Shrazal, as the Gemara says. The tikkun for this is shkolim lenidvas hamishkan. We know the tikkun for the pegam of the Egel Hazov was the shkolim that the Jews donated for the Mishkan. Utzdoko letamidei chachamim, which is also synonymous with giving tzedakah to true talmidei chachamim. Shehem gamkein mechinas shkolim kanal, which is also an example of shkolim, as we discussed in a previous year. Shaydeze mamshichim shefa hoashiros elakdusha kanal. When a person gives tzedakah properly, they're drawing the shefa hoashirus into the kedusha, into a tzimtzum of kedusha, when tzedakah is being given to the proper places. Hepech ha'erev rav, which is the opposite of the erev rav, shalidei riboy hoashirus osu esu'egel azov, where they took the wealth, the gold and silver that came out of Egypt, and they turned it into avodah zorah, into egel azov. As the pasuk says in the beginning of Chumash Dvorim, v'di zahav, that the plentiful gold that they had, that's what tripped them up, that's what messed them up, that's what led them to make avodah zorah. K'moshem razal, ki kishenoisnin tzedakah b'shufi lanim hagunim ulebinyan hakedusha shebichinas nidvas hamishkan, because when a person gives tzedakah b'shefa with an open hand to real, true, needy people, or to building the Mishkan, or like we said yesterday, Botech Meisiyas, Botech Midrashos, Ha'idei Zeh Na'ase Bechinas Tikkun HaHei Anal. That's what results in the Tikkun of the letter Hey that we discussed in the previous year. Shehi Bechinas Tikkun Beisa Tato U'Beisu Ilo Kanal, which is the Tikkun of the lower Beis HaMikdash, which affects a Tikkun for the upper Beis HaMikdash, the one in Shemayim. Sha'idei Zeh Nestakein HaKoil. And this results in a tikkun for everything. This is Misak corrects everything.